This is the Bloomberg Exchange Traded Funds Report with Katherine Cowdery.
This report is for Wednesday, August 31st. Just 7 ETFs launched in the month of August.
That sounds normal. It probably is, but that is completely low compared to the breakneck speed we've seen of ETF launches. On average, 20 new ETFs launch a month this year.
Bloomberg Intelligence analyst Eric Baltuna says the total number of ETFs launched since January 1st is 147, putting this year on pace to set a record.
This is part of this ongoing issue of whether there's too many ETFs.
There are now over 1,900 ETFs listed in the U.S. Is that enough? Here's Vinay Nair, co-chairman of 55 Capital, which offers five portfolios that invest solely in ETFs.
55 Capital's view on ETF innovation is that there are too many and at the same time too few. Because many of the ETFs that are getting produced are like trying to find the next hit song. And it's not clear how investors should be using them. What we really like to see is basic building blocks.
Nair says there are several ETFs that he thinks are missing.
Just like you have sector ETFs in equities, you could have sector ETFs in fixed income. Just like how you have multi-factor ETFs which come with tilts, you can have pure single-factor ETFs. Just like how you have country ETFs that are looking more and more like another country, you can have more contamination-free country ETFs.
Nair adds there are a host of ETF building blocks that could be launched when you start thinking of portfolio construction instead of thinking about that next hit song. That's your Bloomberg ETF report. I'm Katherine Cowdery. You can find more information about exchange-traded funds at Bloomberg.com/market/ETFs.
You can listen to Bloomberg Radio in New York on Bloomberg 1130, in Boston on 1200 AM and 94.5 FM HD2, in San Francisco on 960 AM and 103.7 FM HD2, and Sirius XM Satellite Radio Channel 119.